Welcome back to Connect with Sarah Crosby on QR Calgary 107.3 FM.
Do you answer phone calls from your boss at 8 o'clock on a Friday night? Do you get texts on Saturday morning when you're trying to drive your son to hockey practice and your phone's dinging nonstop? And you think, you know what? I work Monday to Friday, 9 to 5. What is this business? Well, Justin Trudeau's Liberals are appealing to your heart and soul by putting money into the right to disconnect, which would give federally regulated employees the right to say, hells no, you're not calling me on my Friday. You're not texting me on my Saturday. $4.2 million would go into changing the labor code to protect you from being texted, phoned, contacted outside of your regular work hours. What do you think of this? Are you interested? Or do you like being connected 24/7? Well, joining us to tell us what this could actually look like, Haley Auger, Alberta employment lawyer and associate with Sanfiro Tumarkin. Thank you for joining the show this afternoon, Haley.
Thank you for having me.
When you heard this yesterday in the federal budget, did you think, well, that's interesting?
You know, I thought it was interesting. I don't think it was altogether surprising. And I'm cautiously optimistic. I don't know how much it's going to do for the average Canadian. But I do think, given what we've seen come out of Ontario with similar legislation, it's not surprising that we're seeing this apply or proposed to apply to federally regulated employees in the private and public sector.
And that's part of the situation, right, is that it does exist in other countries. Ontario has its own legislation about disconnecting. And so nationally, I guess we're a little behind other places right now with protecting employees, quote unquote, free and family time.
Right. And it's important to recognize that the rules will apply to federally regulated employees who are located in Alberta and elsewhere in Canada. That means employees who work for banks, airlines and airports, telecommunications, transportation companies, grain elevators, and First Nations employees, as well as employees who work in radio and TV. Not going to apply to normally the most common employee in Alberta, which is a provincially regulated employee.
Well, and we just got a text from Kelly, 403-974-8255, and the text says, if this only affects federal employees, well, then who cares? I mean, I guess if you're a federally regulated employee, you might care. And also if it has a trickle effect where if there's some, you know, peer pressure in the work world to treat other employees with the same respect for their off-hours time.
Right. And I mean, we have seen it apply to provincially regulated employees in Ontario. There's the potential it will apply to provincially regulated employees in Alberta and other provinces in the coming years.
Haley Auger, Alberta employment lawyer. Do you have clients who come to you and this is a concern or this was something that was really problematic in their work life? Is this a pressing issue you hear from employees?
What I do hear from employees, and particularly over the last few years, we've seen a significant increase, is employees who are reporting burnout at work and burnout that is rising to the level of mental health issues. And part of the reason is because we do have decentralized workplaces. People, most employees have access to the workplace on their phone or via email, so they are accessible around the clock. So we do see employees who are facing increased pressures from work. And so it's not surprising that we see companies want to try and respond to these pressures because employees who have mental health issues can be costly. They go off on health leave, they take WCB leaves or even disability leaves. So we are seeing boundaries placed in the workplace that are meant to address mental health of employees.
Well, and that's one of the things the government said yesterday, right, was Canadians are experiencing mental health stress and we are experiencing burnout. And we want there to be a line that separates work from non-work, whether that's leisure, travel, family, whatever you're doing when you're not working. Canadians want there to be a distinction.
Yeah, and one of the ways we've seen employers do that in the past is by requiring employees to take their vacation time. There is an option that employees can get vacation pay and not take vacation time, but employers are putting in place that says you must take the vacation time that we provide for you in the year it's provided. And part of that is saying people do need to disconnect. They do need to decompress, and they do need to, you know, have that separation from the workplace at some point in time.
Let me just tell you this as an aside. Not once in my life have I ever left a vacation day on the table. That is sacred, and I am passionate about taking every single second that is owed to me.
I love that. I mean, statistics say that employers who have vacation policies do frequently see employees not accessing all of those days. And there is an inordinate amount of employees who end up getting vacation pay at the end of each year because they haven't taken their vacation time.
We're speaking right now with Haley Auger, who is an employment lawyer here in Alberta with Samir Fu Tumarkin. My names are a mess today, Haley. Samir Fu Tumarkin. People want to know, Haley, what it's like, though, how you foresee legislation being where, you know, could companies have a clause that would say, in terms of emergencies, we would get to have 3 phone calls a month? Like, if it becomes not federally regulated and it's just a company does this on their own, you can put sort of language in to protect you against the wild situations that might arise.
Right. And let's be clear. This is a right to disconnect policy. A right to disconnect doesn't mean that employers are going to say, oh, no, we're forcing you to disconnect. We're just saying that you do have the right to do it. The legislation is only going to go as far as requiring employers to have policies in place. What those policies say and how far they go is left up to the employer. It could be that there is a right to disconnect, but there's exemption to that policy for certain employees. It could be that somebody has the right to disconnect, but they're not going to be punished if they don't disconnect. And that can obviously create workplace inequities, particularly between those who may have household obligations and that make them unable to respond after hours where somebody else may be able to.
And the other interesting part to this is when we were chatting about this in the office today, in the studios, the younger employees were like, well, does the right to disconnect apply to social media? And so if you're also including social media interactions, that's a whole gray, murky area that someone else like you would have to figure out, I guess.
Well, right. And again, you know, the employer is going to have to figure out, does it mean that we want you not on Microsoft Teams? We don't want you on our Slack channels. We don't want you on email. We don't want you on the phone. What does that mean? That's really actually going to be left up to the employer. And if the legislation looks similar to the way it is in Ontario, it likely won't have any enforcement provisions in that. If an employer doesn't have this policy in place and if they don't enforce the policy, what's going to happen? Probably not a lot.
What would happen? That's a fantastic question.
Based on what we're seeing out of Ontario is not a lot. There isn't a way for the government to sanction an employer for failing to have this policy. Now, in Alberta, we have occupational health and safety legislation that does require employers to have policies in place that protect the health, including the mental health of its employees. And so it could be that we see enforcement provisions look similar to what we would see under occupational health and safety. I'm just not so sure that we will.
Well, interesting time for you with this percolating around federally regulated employees and maybe changing the labor code. could affect some employees here, as you said earlier in this conversation. And the more interesting thought, too, is if this starts to become more implemented and more accepted, will other companies start to think about disconnecting their employees when they're not, quote unquote, working? So it's at the beginning of it here in Alberta, and it's interesting to see how it will roll out in its future.
I agree. Yeah, definitely. It will be interesting to see if this becomes the norm with private employers that are provincially regulated.
Thank you so
Probably
much.
Probably we will in the future. I expect that we will.
That's Haley Auger, Alberta employment lawyer with Samphire Tumarkin. Thanks so much for your time this afternoon, Haley. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.